Thomas's interest in art obviously affected all of you so that you became interested in art. Talk to me about that.
Anything to do with Western art from the time period he was collecting from the 1800s on up, that's my interest. The Indian artifacts, it goes along with it because it was all from the same time period. And it doesn't matter whether it's artifacts such as arrowheads or any other Indian type things that they would find or the paintings, it just all goes together.
You know, we grew up taking several trips to Tulsa a year, wearing matching Western outfits and going to functions at the museum. Paul Rossi and the curators, they pretty much let us run around and do what we wanted to in the museum, you know, except don't touch the art.
How old would you guys have been at that time?
Anywhere from 5 to 10. We've seen every piece of art in that museum. And, you know, there's some people that have worked there 20 years and never seen every piece of art.
There's art in that museum that's never been displayed. It's just unreal.
And that's what we're trying to do, is to build now so that more of that material can be seen on a regular
basis.
And
I would love to see more of that art come out and not so much of this modern art that's there now.
Did he have an interest in politics at all? Did he talk about presidents and that type of thing?
He didn't talk politics to me. Now, he and Dad and Bartman discussed several presidents and governors that they either liked or didn't like.
That would be Barton. He's your uncle, and your father then were the children of Thomas Gilcrease. Where did they go to school?
Dad was there at Norman.
At the University of Oklahoma?
Yeah. And I believe Barton went through Norman also.
Okay, and what was their area of study?
Dad was a petroleum engineer. Bart was also, but his minor was in finance, business.
Did they go to work for the Gilcrease Oil Company?
Yes, both of them did. Each one of the boys ran a part of the company for Granddad.
Is that where they spent their whole career?
The whole career. They retired out, both of them, in 1964. See, in 64 is when they sold out to Corwin Denny and retired. That's when Corwin took over and changed the name of Gilcrease Oil to Venus Oil.
As a result of Thomas Gilcrease, you came in contact with artists that were real important to him and became real important to your families. Let's talk about some of them and your remembrances. A.C. Blue Eagle would be one of them.
I had a chance to meet Blue Eagle, Woody Crumbo.
Charles Banks Wilson was a close friend, I believe we can call him that, of Thomas. That major signature portrait, the one, was painted by Charles Banks Wilson.
One of the people that I didn't get to meet, but I know Granddad talked a lot about him, had a lot of correspondence with him, J. Frank Dobie, they were great friends. They wrote back and forth a lot.
As a matter of fact, Joseph Sharp spent a lot of time at the cabin in Jackson Hole.
Yeah.
He would go there and paint. And I believe him and Great Granddad would spend time there together fishing and just visiting.
Woody Crumbo, who worked right there on the grounds of Gilcrease Museum, I believe had his own house there, didn't he?
Yes. There's a house that's since been torn down that was used for the artists in residence.
And they traveled together, Woody Crumbo.
Yes.
There were some other artists that he was friends with that didn't really come to stay there or do their art there. He was pretty good friends with some of those Taos artists. That's one of the reasons why they would go to Taos, New Mexico, because he collected a lot of their art.
But you know, the three main, most known artists that were an artist in residence were Great Granddad, were A.C. Blue Eagle, Willard Stone, and Woody Crumbo.
Woody Crumbo.
So was it the same as for Woody? I mean, I think he worked for Thomas for about 3 years, and then, of course, everything he did belonged to Thomas.
Correct.
Willard Stone had a contract with him for 3 years, and every piece that he made, he bought. Any of his etchings or any of his pencil drawings, any of his wood carvings, that was under a 3-year contract that Great Granddad had with him. So that's why he had so much of his art to begin with.